President Joe Biden wants to reward farmers for using climate-friendly practices on their land. Big agriculture companies are already paying growers in the Midwest to plant crops that remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and use techniques to keep that carbon in the soil. WUSF's Jessica Mazaros explores what the business of carbon may look like in Florida.
David, Kip, Richie, and Angelique Taylor are standing in their one-acre farm off of a busy highway just outside of Tallahassee. Their muddied rubber boots are surrounded by rows of budding mustard greens, collard greens, and kale.
So there's a lot going on in our space. There's an open field of cover crops, a mixture of hairy vetch, of ryegrass, also oats.
The young couple established their small-scale farm back in 2017. Richie and Taylor harvest about 500 pounds of food a year, but they also spend a lot of time and energy evolving their sustainable farming practices for their regenerative farm.
It's definitely been a roller coaster ride. So it's mainly like researching and then application, and then the application doesn't always go as planned.
The Environmental Protection Agency has estimated that the agriculture sector accounts for 10% of greenhouse gas emissions across the country. Greenhouse gases can be emitted when farmers till the land. The traditional practice of overturning soil when preparing for new crops releases carbon from the soil back into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide. It also destroys the natural ground structure. Richie and Taylor use alternatives to tilling. They also plant cover crops in the off-season to keep nutrients in the ground, and they experiment with organic fertilizers to lessen their carbon footprint.
When you practice those things, there's a learning curve, and in that learning curve, that's when you have to sacrifice, and you have to say, all right, let me pull back from my profit, and let me readjust.
But Richie and Taylor are not getting any compensation for this extra effort, and that could soon change. President Joe Biden wants to use $30 billion in farm aid money to pay growers for implementing sustainable practices. Florida's Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried is totally on board.
It's going to be millions upon millions of dollars.
Fried says Florida farmers have had it hard recently with tariffs, weather, and the coronavirus pandemic. So she thinks this incentive can help.
By giving these types of tools to make additional profits while also saving their land and saving the environment, every farmer across the state of Florida will be eager to see these types of programs coming out and participate in them.
Fried submitted a proposal to the White House that requests a public-private partnership on carbon farming. Some of this is already happening in the Midwest. Private agriculture companies have started paying growers out there for farming sustainably. Bayer is one of them. The pharmaceutical company has a separate crop science arm, which is paying farmers $10 per acre annually for at least one climate-conscious action. Jason Lay has been a grain farmer in central Illinois for 18 years, and he's had 31 fields enrolled in Bayer's program since it launched in August. Lay says adopting new practices is not necessarily more work in the field, but it does require some education.
So a lot of it is just coming to grips with what additional practices you have to become better at.
Lay acknowledges he's not making much off of this one program, but for him, it's not about the money. The practices he's adopting are making his soil healthier over time, which is good for business.
We're going to leave the soil, you know, undisturbed. There's going to be less erosion. It's going to be better water infiltration. We're going to have less chemical runoff, less fertilizer runoff. There's a multitude of things that are more of a long-term part of the solution.
But Lay says farmers, by nature, are very independent, very traditional, and slow to change. David, Kip, Richie, and Angelique Taylor say that they're fairly new to farming, so they have no traditions keeping them from learning.
Really, it's the stewardship that drives us to practice these sustainable things.
Yeah, we want to leave something behind for the future generations that come after us.
They realize they have a small operation, but they're developing practices that can be used on large-scale farms. And funding through public and private programs could be what it takes to get traditional growers on board. For WUSF 89.7 News, I'm Jessica Mazaros in Quincy, Florida.